they're cool. I have no problem with them, and I know you don't have any problem. I mean, if they take the wrong twist on this whole situation, you know, you're just, you know, having fun. They're having fun. I mean, I don't know why Norton, you know, with his shitty-ass comic humor has to, you know, twist everything around. He's such a dick.
Look, I know why. Now, let me ask you something there, Buckshot. Why do you think that Norton's doing the fighting on their end instead of them? I never went after Norton. Why is Norton doing it? Do you have a reason for that? Just give me your, you know.
Well, because, you know, he's just a pet boy. That's all it is. I mean, he.
Well, what do you think? What do you think? He's just saying, well, hold on a second. You think he takes it upon himself to come after me and take the reins? How does he end up doing that? Why?
I think just because he tries to plug himself, you know.
No.
He's got to try to find the niche.
No!
Need him. They don't need him.
No, they don't need him, but they do need him. You know why they need him? Because when they don't want to, when they don't want to attack somebody, they send the messenger boy out. They send Norton out. He's nothing but a messenger boy sent by grocery clerks to collect a bill. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Oh, yeah.
What am I saying?
Hey, he's a fuck.
No. 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 That's not what I'm saying. No, that's not what I'm saying.
No,
you
no,
think
no,
about
no,
what I'm
no,
saying.
They don't want to bring any controversy on themselves.
I'll bring controversy upon anything. I just want to tell you something. You think about it. And any other bonehead that's listening to this, you think about it too. Why is Norton coming after me instead of Opie? You think about it. All right, think about it and get back to me. I'll talk to you later. Who's this?
All right.
Who's this?
Hey.
Hey.
You want to play some Overkill?
You want to hear Overkill?
Yeah, I tried last week, but you never got it on.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I'll get right on that.
Okay.
What's your name?
Jay.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. 866-315-BONE if you want to give me a call. I got Grant Random in the studio with me. What are you doing, Grant? Right there. Get the microphone. Come on, man. Pick up the mic. All right, hold on. What are you, shy, Grant?
What are you talking about?
I just wanted to say hello, Grant.
Hey, how you doing?
Don't worry about it, Grant. We got a caller. Hello?
Hey.
Yay.
Hey, I know why they're going after you instead of Opie and Anthony. That's an easy one, buddy.
Tell me.
Hey, if you're going to start a fight, who are you going to fuck with? The biggest guy on the block.
Exactly. Well, no, 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 but that's not true, though. You make it sound like I chose Opie and Anthony to start a fight with. Do you think why do I fight with Grant Random and Bodie? Because they're big?
No.
I'm just saying, Opie and Anthony made some mistakes, and I went after them. That's all. That's all.
They want some of your spotlight, buddy, because you're the one that pointed it out, not them two.
So what,
now after you.
So what are you saying? I'm stupid?
No, they just they wish they were as stupid as you.
If they were stupid, they would fight with me. You know why? Because they were the biggest name in radio until who the fuck's calling me on this line? They were big names in radio until they ended up, you know, ended up fucking, you know, just losing their jobs. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So what are you saying? Am I stupid for going after him? I'm not going after him.
No.
Huh?
Hell no, you ain't stupid.
Yeah, I'm a genius, right?
Exactly. You think about it that way. If you're gonna, like I said, if you're going to fuck with somebody, if you want to be noticed, who are you going to fuck with? Somebody everybody's looking at.
Explain to me why I go after the guys on Squiz and why I go after the 80s on 8 and the 90s on 9. Why? You obviously don't know anything about me or what I do. You don't even know anything about my show. That's what I do. I go after ding-dongs. Do you understand there, you O&A Army fuck? Huh? What are you, a fan of Jim Norton? Let me tell you something about Jim Norton. He's a fucking asshole. You understand?
Now, that's the kid station, brother.
Huh?
That's the kid station. I listen to music.
So?
I listen to good music.
You listen to good music?
I won't pay $2 to listen to Opie and Anthony, but I have no problem paying that $10 to listen to your ass.
Oh, Sam, let me take another call. I don't understand what you're saying. Hello?
Yes, this XM Boneyard.
Yes, the Boneyard.
Hey, do y'all have that new...
What'd you say?
Mover.
Huh?
Hello?
Say it again. Do I have the new what?
Glenn Hughes. Soul Mover. It's got Dave Navarro on guitar and Chad Smith drums.
You're going to have to ask Eddie Trunk because he's the rock news kind of guy. Let me put you on hold. What do you want?
Hello? I know why. But Jim Norton's going after you instead of Opie.
Why?
Because Opie's a pussy.
Well, I'm not going to say he's a pussy. He's probably kind of smart. But and he sends the messenger boy after me. Do you understand?
I understand.
Yeah, you think if Jim Norton wanted to go after me on his own, he would have the authority to do that? No, he needs approval from Opie.
Exactly.
And he didn't get it or whatever. You know, Opie said, "Hey, let me. I got an idea. Why don't you go after him, Jim Norton? You know, Opie's an odd guy. Opie's
a fucking organ grinder's monkey. Opie's just turn the crank. Just turn the crank.
Opie's a smart guy. Let me put it to you that way. I like Opie. I really have nothing against him. But, I mean, if I call him on a mistake, I mean, I expect him to do the smart thing. But I'll do the smart thing right back to him. You understand?
I hear you.
I am glad you hear me, brother. Let me take another call. Call me back, all right?
Why did you do
it? Well, it's Grease Man. Who's this?
It's Rick.
Rick, what are you doing?
Very good.
Say something interesting quick, Rick, all right?
Why do you guys have to fight every day, goddammit?
Why not?
Huh?
Why not? Answer the question. Why not?
Because it's all bullshit, you know?
Well, you're wrong, so let me take another call. Who's this on hold?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are
you good? Yeah. You there?
Yeah, I was asking the guy about plants, the Glenn Hughes soul mover.
Oh, yeah. I thought you would have hung up by now. Hold on a second.
No.
Yo.
Hey, cool guy.
How you doing? Hey.
Hey, I know why you're going after Jimmy.
Why?
Why they send Jimmy after you. He's expendable. They're not.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good observation. Yeah, he is expendable.
Hey, you know, I mean, they can get another comic to sit there and crack jokes. They can get another one, you know, but.
He's hit and miss.
Yeah, you're exactly right. But, you know, this is all in fun, and they're taking it all so out of context.
No, I don't think they are. I think they're being very cool about it, and that's what I like about it, man. I think there's a little lightheartedness going here that a lot of us don't even realize, and I'm glad I do. So let's take another call. What's your name?
Steve.
Steve, how are you?
All right, man.
What do you want?
Just play me. I don't give a fuck about this fighting deal you got going on or whatever. I just want to hear Tesla. Into the now.
How long you had XM Radio?
Fuck, I don't know, but be about 8 months now.
8 months? So you haven't heard too much extra talk on my end, so, I mean, is this really pissing you off? I'm just asking, brother. Man.
I don't know, man. I just want to hear some music.
All right, well, I'll do some Tesla for you later, but how about now we do some Cult? Is that all right?
That's cool.
Tesla into the Cult, then. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's cool, man.
All right, then. What's your name again?
Steve, man.
You're cool, man. Tear it up.
All right, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah.